Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. The Captivating Courtship Code 2.0 Mastermind Accelerator is now open for high-achieving women who want to connect, court, and commit to the right ready man in the next 12 months. This is the go-to community for women who are serious about attracting a quality relationship because we get results. You attract a partner, or we coach you for free. That's our promise to you. CCC 2.0 provides you with a proven blueprint to go from single to committed, derived from my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching that has helped my clients successfully attract partners, get engaged, and marry the love of their lives. We only want to work with the most committed women who are ready to attract a partner now. This 12-month accelerator kicks off with a three-day live event taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, where women from different backgrounds in different parts of the world will come together in one room and commit to being committed. And I want to meet you there. Applications close November 18th. We can only take a small group of women to work closely with them to help them connect, court, and commit to the right ready man. So apply now and don't delay. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and I'll see you there. Hey, welcome to this special episode of the Captivating Courtship Code. Recording from my car as I am sitting in the parking lot waiting for my son to finish his martial arts. But we're in the middle of an enrollment period. We're in the first week of our enrollment period for the new Captivating Courtship Code Mastermind Accelerator, our 2.0 version. After running this program for 2 years, we've gone through a complete upgrade and change, and I'm super, super excited to work with a small group of women in our new year cohort and to open up the doors to our blueprint and to our new live event weekend and just a new society of women, and to change the story and change the narrative around dating and courtship and relationships. And I'm so excited to work with the women who have been booking calls, who are applying to coaching, and I can't wait to speak with you to see if you are a good fit for the Captivating Courtship Code Accelerator program. So I wanted to address an elephant that is in the room, and you may not even realize that this elephant is in the room, but I was sitting here thinking, and I was like, wow, I really want to have this conversation and open up this dialogue, because I know that this is something subconsciously maybe going on in your mind or a belief or thought that you may have. So I wanted to tackle it head on for the first time. I don't think I've ever talked about this in this type of candid fashion as I'm going to today. And the topic is that relationship coaching is for rich white women. Now, you may not have actually said that out loud, right? That may not be something that you've actually said aloud, but this is often a thought when it comes to relationship coaching, matchmaking, high-level seminars or anything pertaining to investing in your love life. This is often viewed as something that's reserved for the elite white class. And it's important that we talk about this and that we tackle this thought or this belief head on, because this typically is something that may be spinning in your head subconsciously and not necessarily a conscious thought that you're actively thinking or saying when you're talking about your love life or maybe even this program, or even if you're on the fence and thinking about investing in coaching and joining our society, joining our community of high achieving women who are actively courting and attracting high quality men and attracting their partners, that this thought may be lingering in the back of your mind. And it only makes sense, right? Most of the images of romance, of love, of marriage, when you have seen any type of images of matchmaking, think like Millionaire Matchmaker or any of these other shows that shows people having that level of support or making any type of investments in their love life or in marriage or finding a partner, is usually viewed as something that's reserved for the privileged, for the elite, for those that you may not even know in your actual circle of friends or in real life. So because of that, it can seem like something that's very out of reach for you as well. It may seem like something that you don't do, or that your people don't do, or your community doesn't do. And it doesn't matter what community that is. I have worked with women of color, Black and brown women from all different backgrounds, faiths, from different ethnicities and different parts of the world. And I know that there's so many different messages that women of color receive about love, about relationships, about their worthiness, about their femininity, about their opportunity and what's available to them when it comes to love and relationships, that it can feel really difficult to feel motivated, to feel encouraged, and to believe that there is help available for you. Most women of color have been indoctrinated with messages and beliefs around struggle love, that love and marriage is supposed to be difficult, or that you're supposed to do it on your own, or only your family is supposed to help you, or that it's just not simply an option for you, or that it's oppressive, or that you're not supposed to be happy, or maybe you didn't grow up seeing your parents actually experience love, and their marriage was more like a business, or it was more like an agreement, or there wasn't a lot of emotional availability. So you never had help, you never had support, you never had anyone actually teach you about love or relationships or try to make it easy for you. Your only idea of love comes from struggle. And even if you had positive images, maybe your parents did have a good relationship, maybe your grandparents or your aunts or your cousins or maybe your sisters have good relationships, there's still an underlying belief that that is something for the privileged and that is something for a certain type, and you are not that type. So if you have any of these beliefs, or if you struggled with any of these beliefs, it's very easy that when you think about relationship coaching or being a part of an accelerator or being a part of a community of women and investing in your love life in that type of way, which is very intentional, right? You're not making an unintentional decision. You're making a very calculated and intentional decision to be supported at the highest level when it comes to your love life. You may have some underlying beliefs that that is just something that you don't do, that you don't know anyone else that has actually done it, or that that is kind of elitist or privileged, or it's just not a part of your culture or your community. And that may be true, but that doesn't mean that it has to be true for you. Yes, it may be something that the privileged get an opportunity to do. But if you're a high achieving woman and you've worked hard in life, then you have worked hard to have certain privileges. And I think that this is a conversation that doesn't just need to focus on relationships, right? Like, this is just one lane, but I want you to examine other parts of your life that you're having challenges in, where you're not allowing yourself to be fully supported, where you're not allowing yourself to have a fast track or a blueprint to a result, where you're not allowing yourself to take shortcuts. So many women of color have been told that they have to get themselves up by their bootstraps, or they have to work hard, or they have to work twice as hard, or they have to do everything themselves because no one's going to help them. There's all these beliefs around hardship and struggle and difficulty, that it doesn't matter if it has to do with you're working so hard that you don't have time to cook, but instead of getting a meal prep service, or instead of hiring a part-time chef, which may not even be out of your affordability, you just don't do it. So instead, you eat maybe fast food, or you barely eat at all, or you're cooking meals when you're tired and you can't even pour the love into your food. Maybe you've been wanting to get into shape and you've been wanting to eat well, but instead of just hiring a personal trainer or hiring a nutrition coach, you keep these start-stop diets, you keep struggling with eating, you're asking your friends to be accountability partners and they're not very good at it. You find yourself in a space where you're avoiding making the commitments that you have worked hard in life to be able to afford to make. And this is just another one of those opportunities. Only when it comes to relationships and when it comes to your love life, this has such a major impact on your quality of life that allowing yourself to be a part of the privileged, allowing yourself to access opportunity to the luxury of having a blueprint, of having a coach that's accessible, of having a community of women that can pour into you and support you and give you encouragement, instead of women who will bring you down with their struggle stories and their disappointments and their unhappiness. That you have worked hard to get your degree and to get the career and to do the things that you love to do in life, that this is another opportunity for you to treat yourself, for you to break those generational wounds and those generational curses of struggle when it comes to your love life, for you to learn to make decisions intentionally and proactively when it comes to your love life, instead of waiting for years to go by or waiting for something to be broken to decide that you're going to fix it. The great thing is that with relationship coaching, you don't have to wait for the guy not to commit, or you don't have to wait for a divorce, or you don't have to wait for 3 or 4 years to go by where you want to start a family, you want to find a partner, you want to have certain experiences, but you're putting it off because you're telling yourself that you have to figure it out on your own, or that you should be able to figure it out on your own. So the idea and the belief that this type of opportunity and access is only available, or is something that only white women do or rich white women do, is just simply not true. Yet, you are correct. So how can something be not true, yet you're still correct? I'm going to tell you how. It's not true because every day I work with women from all different backgrounds, women of color, black and brown women, who have decided to access a blueprint. I have successfully helped women attract partners, get engaged, get married, and move into their next chapter of life. So it doesn't have to be true for you. Yet, I've been in the relationship industry for a long time, almost a decade, which is absolutely crazy when I think about it. And when I first came into the relationship industry, there weren't a lot of women of color serving in the relationship industry. It's starting to become more popular, but we're still far behind when it comes to allowing yourselves to be supported and accessing the opportunity to be coached. This is still something that's considered out of reach for so many women of color, when that's simply just not true. Especially if you are a woman of color who maybe makes six figures or maybe you don't make six figures yet, but you do have a good career, you do have a stable income, and you are, especially for women who are childless, and you do have disposable income, maybe you need to put off that trip to Jamaica this year and make this the year where you invest that money into your love life. Maybe you kind of need to delay buying that Chanel bag or that Louis Vuitton. Maybe you have enough dresses this year. Maybe you don't need to get a new car this year. Maybe you've taken a lot of trips over the last couple years, and this year your trip needs to be in Atlanta, front row and center, to get the blueprint to move your love life forward. Just maybe. But I've been in this relationship industry for a long time, and you're absolutely correct. At a much higher rate, white women tend to invest in their love lives. They tend to forgive themselves when their relationships fall off and pick up and move on to the next one. They tend to marry 2, 3, 4 times in a lifetime sometimes. They tend not to think that because they have children that they can't blend a family. They tend to believe that they are desirable, that they can be feminine even if they don't feel it in this moment. They tend to believe that they are deserving of help. And I truly believe that much of this starts with the conversation that so many women of color are scared and uncomfortable with being seen and being vulnerable and asking for help. Because deep down inside, there's a belief that you're supposed to be the help. And because you're supposed to be the help, you're supposed to be able to figure it out on your own. But that doesn't have to be true for you. As long as I've been in the relationship industry, it's always been heavily dominated by white women and white men coaches, by white women and white male matchmakers, where they have high-end luxury services and mid-level services as well available to those who want help. And both white men and white women invest in the services and invest in the support because they feel deserving of ease. Because they're busy, because they have careers, because they've worked really hard in life, that they don't need this to be one of their challenges. They don't need to figure it out on their own. Why would they have to figure it out on their own when they can just pay someone else who has already figured it out for them? But this is a mindset that's often not there. It's just not prevalent oftentimes in Black and brown communities. But we have an opportunity to change that narrative. And when I launched matchmaking years ago, and no, I don't do matchmaking anymore, but I do teach you matchmaking techniques and you have access to my matchmaking brain to help give you ease, to help create the blueprint. But when I first started matchmaking, it was viewed as an opportunity to make life easier for those around me. That was the reason why I started it. I was so tired of everyone around me complaining about how difficult it was to find a partner, how difficult it was to get married, how difficult it was to find someone that was also on the same page, that I decided to thrust myself into learning every single thing that I could, creating a service, getting certified, going through the Matchmaking Institute, everything that I needed to do in order to be of benefit. It's a solution to the problem. But if you've been struggling and telling yourself that you have to struggle, you're embarrassed to ask for help, I want to challenge that belief and that mindset. Because being embarrassed or feeling like why should you have to do it is just a thought. When you can choose to think that you have an opportunity and the privilege to avoid certain experiences, to avoid heartbreak, to avoid disappointment, and avoid wasting years trying to figure it out on your own. You have the privilege and the opportunity to access a blueprint that has been derived over almost a decade of being in the relationship industry, handed to you on a silver platter. You deserve to be amongst the privilege. You deserve the luxury of love, the luxury of having a coach, the luxury of being supported, the luxury of not having to lay in your bed at night trying to figure out the answers when the answers are available to you. You deserve to be a part of that group. And if that means channeling your inner white woman, then hey, I'm here for it. I encourage you to do that. But you get to decide that you're the type of woman who wants ease. The conversation right now on social media is for women of color to adapt the soft life. How are you adapting that when it comes to your love life? What choices are you making? How are you giving yourself an opportunity to adapt that belief and adapt that lifestyle when it comes to your love life? Because time is going to pass either way. The next 12 months are going to go by and there's nothing you can do about it. You have the opportunity to decide that as the next 12 months goes by, you're going to let it go by with help. You're going to let it go by being a part of a community, a village, a society of women who will cheer you on to the finish line. You get to let the next 12 months go by being fully supported. Following a blueprint, meeting lots of new men, having lots of new experiences, and being in a completely different place this year than you were next year. You have the opportunity to make that decision, and you have worked hard enough in life to afford that opportunity. It's time to change the narrative on what it means to be a woman of color when it comes to romance and love and marriage and partnership. It's time to change the narrative for our daughters and our sisters. It's time to make proactive decisions and not reactive decisions when it comes to understanding partner selection and navigating a process when it comes to relationships that's only going to make us better, that's going to make you feel more whole, more loved, more confident, and more clear. Because when you're not on your A game when it comes to your love life, it impacts your money. It impacts how you show up at work. You don't have time for these struggle situations. You don't have time to be weighed down by the worry and the concern that it will never happen for you. You have things to do. So think about it. How have you been telling yourself that having the opportunity to be supported is just not something that you do? It's not something you're supposed to do. Because while you're telling yourself that, yes, the privileged, the rich, the wealthy, they make different decisions. And let me just say this. Opportunities such as investing in your love life or having a coach is not exclusive to those who are financially rich or financially wealthy. It's not about the money. It's never about the money. And I'll tell you that it's not about the money, because I can guarantee that if you needed to access the money, right? Like if you needed to get a loan or get a credit card, or you wanted to buy a car, or if you needed to move or take a trip, or there was something that was really important to you going back to school. If there was something that was really important to you, you would find a way to get the money for it, right? So it's not about the money. You would ask family for help. You would do a GoFundMe. Like, you would find a way to get to the money. And if you're a high achieving woman, I can guarantee you that you probably already have access to the money. So it's not a money conversation. It's about allowing yourself to make the decision that you deserve more ease. You deserve answers. You deserve support. You deserve community. And that being wealthy or your inner rich white woman is a mindset. It's not about the money. It's not about skin color. It's not about history. It's not about any of those things. It's about a mindset of deservingness. About a mindset of asking for help. About a mindset of embodying your worth and understanding that part of being your worth is being able to say, hey, I deserve more. I deserve better. And it's okay and it's safe to have that. So I invite you to have that ease, to have that access, to set a new standard with me. I want to work side by side with you. I want to help you attract a partner. I want to coach you through the ups and downs, because here's the thing, there will be ups and downs. The road to love isn't always going to be smooth, and that's okay and that's normal. You're going to have some challenges, you're going to make some mistakes, and you're also going to overcome it. But it's a difference from falling down and staying down and making the same mistakes over and over versus maybe you stumble, you get very, very clear on what to do next time so that you don't have to stumble again. And you do it at an accelerated rate while having a community and a team behind you to cheer you on to the finish line. Remember, you want the blueprint handed to you on a silver platter. You've worked hard in life. You worked hard to get this far. And it only makes sense to afford the opportunities and the privileges of that hard work. And joining the Captivating Courtship Code is going to be one of those privileges that will change your life. You will have access to information, to skills, to tools, and to friendships that you'll make, that you'll have for the rest of your life. Once you learn it, once you get it, no matter what, you will always have it. You are worth that. You are worth that ease. You are worth that deservingness. You are worth that decision. I welcome you to apply to the Captivating Courtship Code. The link is in the show notes. I look forward to speaking with you and answering all of your questions to make sure you are making the best decision for you before doors close November 18th. The Captivating Courtship Code 2.0 Mastermind Accelerator is now open for high-achieving women who want to connect, court, and commit to the right ready man in the next 12 months. This is the go-to community for women who are serious about attracting a quality relationship because we get results. You attract a partner or we coach you for free. That's our promise to you. CCC 2.0 provides you with a proven blueprint to go from single to committed, derived from my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching that has helped my clients successfully attract partners, get engaged, and marry the love of their lives.
We only want to work with the most committed women who are ready to attract a partner now. This 12-month accelerator kicks off with a 3-day live event taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, where women from different backgrounds in different parts of the world will come together in one room and commit to being committed. And I want to meet you there. Applications close November 18th. We can only take a small group of women to work closely with them to help them connect, court, and commit to the right ready man. So apply now and don't delay. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching and I'll see you there.